Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous discussion, we had been introduced to Doniel, Chagai, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. In the story of the three, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, being thrown into the Kivshon HaEish, we also were introduced to Nehemiah ben Chachalia and his approach to the leadership that preceded him. The Gemara mentioned that Doniel was greater than Nehemiah. And even so, Nehemiah had spoken ill of Doniel. The Gemara, in proving that Doniel was greater than Nehemiah, made reference to an incident involving Doniel and three Nevi'im, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And with that in mind, the Gemara continues at the top of Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, albeit with a statement that's not a direct flow of that which was mentioned before. This point is brought out in the Rashi at the top of the page. Rashi there says, on the top of Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, I inhu adifi minei, that's a reference to they, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, were greater than him, than Doniel, and vice versa also. Rashi says, Aidi degrora be'almo kotoni hocha. That means that what's mentioned here in the Gemara is brought in by the way. Umilse ba'afi nafsho hi. In effect, it's a separate comment. As we said before, not a direct flow. Continuing now in the Gemara, we've underlined inhu and ihu. Inhu, a reference to Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and ihu, a reference to Doniel. Inhu adifi mine, they, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, were greater in a sense than Doniel, the ihu adif minayu, and he was greater than they in a sense. Here the Gemara explains. You'll notice that we've noted Aleph and Beis at the top line, and now to explain the Aleph and Beis, we've repeated them in parentheses. Inhu adifi mine, de inhu nevi, the ihu lav novi. They were Nevi'im, they were prophets, and Doniel was not classified as a prophet. The ihi odif minayu, ihu, that is, Doniel is greater than they. The ihu, Doniel, choza, he saw the vision that was referred to in the previous Gemara. The inhu lo chozu, and they did not see that vision. It's interesting to note, though, that in that vision that Doniel saw, the pasuk mentions the second line from the bottom on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, V'anoshim asher hoyu imi lo ro es hamara, avol charod gedolah nofla lehem. Those men that were with me, and that's a reference to the prophets we just mentioned, they did not see the vision, but I did. Nevertheless, they were fear-struck. The Gemara here asks, V'chi me'achar delo chazu, and after all is said and done, that they did not see it, my time of Ivus, so why were they fear-struck? As we mentioned, the Pasuk mentions, Charoda gedoyla, great fear, Noflaleim, came over them. So the Gemara answers, Afagav the inhu lo chazu, midi, even though they didn't see anything, Mazalayu chazu. Their mazal, their spirit, if you will, saw. Omar Avino Shmamino, we can conclude from this incident, Haiman de Mivis, a person who is overcome by fear, Afagav de Ihu Lochazi, even though he doesn't see anything that can be described as the source of his fear, and then the question is, why is a person overcome with a sense of trepidation? The answer to that is, Mazolei Chazi, his mazol saw. My Takante, what's the solution for someone who wants to relieve himself from this feeling of fear. Linshuf miduchte arba o garmidi. Let him jump. Linshuf, to jump from duchte, from his place, for garmidi, for amas. An amma is a measure, so he should jump four amas from where he is. Inami, another solution. Likri kriyashma. Let him recite kriyashma. Ve'i koi b'mokamati noifes. If he's in a dirty place and he cannot jump, and as a result of being in a dirty place, he cannot say the kriyashma. Lema hochi. Let him say the following incantation. Iza debay tabcho shmeino minoi. The goats of the butcher's shop are fatter than I am. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Limarbe hamisro u'lishalom ein ketz." The word "limarbe" has a mem in it, and we've squiggle underlined the mem letter because the Gemara draws our attention to the fact that this mem is written in an unusual way. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Dorash bar kapora b'tzipori, mitneima kol mem shebe'emtza teva posuach. Why is it? This was a drosha teaching that Bar Kapora made in the town of Tzipori. Why is it that every mem that's in the middle of a word, posuach, is an open mem, a regular mem, v'zeh sosum, and this mem that's in the word marbe is a final mem, the final mem by its nature is a closed letter. The Gemara answers, b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos Chizkiyo Moshiach v'sancherem goig u'magoig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a desire to appoint Chizkiyo, to make him the Moshiach, bring about the final redemption of Israel and the world. And Sancheriv, which was the international power that he warred with, should be designated as the Gog u'Magog, the final battle before the redemption. And yet, it didn't come to be. And that's what this closing up of the mem comes to represent. That even though there was this desire on the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do it, nevertheless, it never came to be. It was sealed up. Before we go further, let's just take a note at some of our notations on the side of this Gemara, the Nosei, the topic heading, Hanisayon Lasos Chizkiyo Melech Moshiach. And the structural note that we have accompanying this Gemara is there's a double underline that's featured in our marking system, which is one of our series markings. The double underline, Dovrim Shonim Benoseana. We will see different speakers that make their opinions heard regarding this very incident. We want to note, in addition to this, that Kodesh Baruch Hu had this desire to appoint Chizkiyo HaMelech, the Moshiach, something that was not that never happened even with the great David HaMelech. As we said, however, and as we know very well, Chizkiyo never became the Moshiach. So what's the background, what happened, and what do the different speakers have to say about this, as is featured in the Gemara? Omro Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin, the attribute of justice, said, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael She'omar Kamo Shiros V'Tishbochos Lefanecha, Lo Asiso Moshiach. Mind you, King David, who said many songs and praises to you, you did not appoint him the Moshiach. Chizkiyo She'asiso Lo Kol Hanisim Halolu. Chizkiyo, who was the beneficiary of so many different miracles, he was saved from Sancheriv. He was healed from a deathly illness. V'lo Omar Shira Lefanecha, and he did not sing praise in front of you. Ta'aseu Moshiach, he should be the Moshiach. Lokach Nistatem, and that's why the mem was sealed up. In other words, the plan was shelved. Miad. The land opened up in speech and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Omeres Lefanecha Shira. I will say Shira, Tachas Tzadik Zeh, V'aseihu Moshiach, instead of him. In other words, instead of Chizkiyo, I will say Shira, just appoint him the Moshiach. Poscha v'yomra shira lefanov. And the land opened up with song. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Miknaf horetz zmirois shamanu svi latzadik. From the edge of the land, song was heard. There's a continuation to this pasuk that we've noted on the side, and it says, "V'omar, Rozili, Rozili, Oili, Boigdim, Bogadu, Uveged, Boigdim, Bogadu." We will make reference to this a little bit later in the Gemara. Omar Sar Ha'olam Lefanov. The Sar Ha'olam is a reference to a very powerful angel, and he said to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Tzivyonoi Asei Letzadik Zeh. The word in the Pasuk that we said, Tzavi Letzadik, Tzivyono, the Rotzon, the will of this Tzadik, perform his will. Yotza Baskovi Omra. And a heavenly voice came and said what we noted in the same Pasuk before, Rozi Li, Rozi Li. Rozi indicates a secret. Rashi says, "Rozi li, Rozi li, nistoros shalihen vani odea alma me'akev." The secrets are mine, and I know why there is going to be this delay. In other words, in not appointing Chizkiyahu the Moshiach, the eventual geula is delayed. Omar Novi, oy li, ad mosai. The Navi says, how long is this going to be? Until when will the Mashiach finally come? Notice, of course, the Oili expression is also in the Pasuk that we cited before. Yotza Baskol V'yamra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Boigdim Bogadu, Uveged Boigdim Bogadu. V'omar Rava V'tema Rabitzchok. Rava explains this, Bogdim are traitorous individuals. What is this a reference to? Ad de Osu Bezuzi U Bezuzi de Bezuzi. The eventual Geula, the final redemption, will not come until this happens. Rashi explains, Ad de Osu Bezuzi U Bezuzi de Bezuzi. Ad Shinis Bazazu Soini Yisrael Kam upon him. Until the Soni Israel is a euphemism, the enemies of Israel, but it's a reference to Israel itself, until the Jewish people are plundered several times. Maso Dumo Eli Kore Miseir. Shomer Ma Milailo. Shomer Ma Mileo. This pasuk has a continuation. Omar Shomer Oso Boiker Vegam Lailo. Im tiv ayun be'ayu shuvu esoyu. The Gemara will explain some aspects of this pasuk as we go on in the Gemara. Let us see. Amar Rav Yochanan, Oisei malach hamemuna al haruchos duma shmoi. The angel that is appointed over the souls, his name is Duma. Hence, the pasuk we just read was Masa Duma. In other words, the speech or the saying of this malach. Omru lo, they asked him. They asked Duma, Shomer ma milaylo, Shomer ma mileil. The Shomer is a reference to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is he saying with regard to the Golos? What is he saying with regard to the exile, which is like night? So the angel said back, Omar Shomer, thusly says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osa Boiker, the Geula will come, Vegam Lailo. However, beforehand, there will be exile and darkness, a long darkness. Im Tivayun Be'ayu, if you should so desire redemption, so pray for it. Shuvu asayu. Do tshuva, and the geula will come. As we continue in our Gemara, we notice a new geometric form, the house form with a colored in tip. So on the side, the mivneh, the structural note says, Divrei Reb Papias. Reb Papias will feature some comments, beginning with the expression, Ginai hu. And this the first one is Lechizkiah, and the second comment of his Ginaihu Lemoshe v'shishim ribo. Two observations of a negative nature. So the first one is Tana Mishum Rav Abbas Genaihu lechizkiya b'siato. It is not complimentary. It's negative concerning Chizkiya and his generation. Shelo Omru Shira, that they did not sing praise of Hashem ad sheposla aretz v'amra shira, until the land opened up with song. Shenemar miknaf aretz zmiros shamanu tzvi latzadik v'chulei. The same pasuk we saw quoted just before. Kayotze Badover, a similar observation of Ginai in those who were expected to say certain things did not say. So Kayotze Badover Ata Omer Vayomer Yisroi Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Eschem. Tana Mishom Rabbi Papias Ginaihu LeMoshe V'Shishim Riboi. It is negative concerning Moshe Rabbeinu and 600,000 that were with him. Shelo Amru Baruch, that they did not use this expression concerning the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad Shebo Yisro V'Omar Baruch Hashem, until he said that expression. Once we are mentioning Yisro, so the Gemara continues in that spirit. Vayichad Yisro. This pasuk now is explained by Rav Ushmuel. Rav Omar Sheheavir Cherev Chado Al Besoro. The word Vayichad comes from the word Chad, sharp. He circumcised himself with a sharp knife, and through that Yisro converted to Judaism. Ushmuel Omar Shenase Chadudim Chadudim Kol Besoro. Upon Yisro's hearing of the destruction of the Egyptian army in their pursuit of Am Yisrael, so he was overcome with a sense of sadness, which is manifest by a skin formation, sometimes referred to possibly as goosebumps. That's chadudim chadudim. Rashi uses the expression that his flesh became full of folds. Omar Rav Popa, Hainu D'Amrinchi, based on this, that we see a man who was in fact Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, a person who joined the ranks of the Jewish people, and yet, since his background was one of an idol worshipper, true, he left it, but one's background always remains. And based on this, we have the D'Amrinchi, the common saying, Giyora ad Asoro Dori, a convert. Up till 10 generations, lo sivaza armoi kame, do not disparage a fellow Gentile in his presence. One has to be sensitive to the feelings of a convert, that even though a convert chose to join the ranks of the Jewish people, nevertheless, his background still is of significance to him, and hence do not say anything negative about those people from whom he came in his presence. And that's, of course, up till 10 generations, which is quite a long time. L'chein yishalach ha'odoin Hashem tzvokos b'mishmanov rozoin. Mai b'mishmanov rozoin. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's take a look at our nosei, our topic heading, which we have an indicator next to it that it goes till Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph. The topic we have here is entitled Sancheriv. Several points. One, Bo Lichboish Es Yerushalayim. His attempt to come and vanquish Jerusalem. Mapolas Tzvo. We'll also learn about the downfall of his army. And Misaso, his own death. So, we read the Pasuk just now from Yeshaya, Perek Yud Pasuk Tezayin, and in it said, B'mishmanov Rozoin. My b'mishmanov razon. Literally, mishmanov are the fat ones. Razon is thinness. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Chizkiyo Sheyesh Lo Shmoina Shemois. Let Chizkiyo come forth who has eight names. V'yifra Misancherev Sheyesh Loi Shmoina Shemois. And seek retribution from Sancherev that also has eight names. Here the Gemara enumerates the names of each one of these individuals. You can see that with our squiggle underline feature. We've highlighted here Chizkiyo, Dichtiv, and two lines later, Sancheriv, Dichtiv. Chizkiyahu dechtiv, regarding Chizkiyahu, the pasuk says, Ki yeled yulad lano, ben nitan lano, vati hamisra al shichmoi, vikra shemoi, and now we've enumerated the names, because the pasuk just said, and his name will be called Pele, Yoyetz, Kael, Gibor, Avi, Ad, Sar, Shalom. The Gemara asks, Vahika Chizkiyahu, what about that name? So the Gemara says that's not really a name, it's more a description of him. Shechazkoi ka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened him. Dover Acher, another interpretation of that, is Shechizek Es Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. Chizkiyahu is called that as another description of him, that he strengthened Israel's connection to God. And that's through his strengthening their Torah learning, creating a strong bond between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sancheriv Dechtiv Bey. Regarding Sancheriv, you have the following eight names. Tiglas Pileser, Pilne Eser, Shalman Eser, Pul, Sargoin, Osnapar, Rabo, V'Yakira. Ah, Va'iko Sancheriv, what about that name? So the Gemara says that that's not really his name, it's a description. Shesichosoi Riv, that his conversation is one of argument. Dover Acher, Shesoch V'Nicher Dvorim Klapei Mala, that he spoke and was blasphemous heavenward. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitnei Zocha Oysa Rosha Likroisei Aslepa Rabba V'Ikira. Why was this evil man, Sancheriv, meritorious of being called this very praiseworthy expression, Asnapa Rabba V'Ikira? So the Gemara answers something that's of a rather dramatic nature. Bipnei shelo siper b'genusa shel Eretz Yisrael, because he was careful in his speech and did not speak ill of the land of Israel. Shenemar ad boi v'lokachti eschem el Eretz ke'artzechem. In coming to exile the Jewish people from the land of Israel, he announced, I'm going to come and take you to another land that is like your own land. In other words, he didn't say that I'm going to take you to a place that's much better, that your land is not worthwhile in the first place, but rather he was understanding of the respect due to Eretz Israel, and all he said was, I'm going to take you to another land like yours. Now, the Gemara presents two opinions in terms of, was that a wise thing to say to the defeated people who are now becoming his subjects? Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Melech Pikei Achoyo, one says that he was wise in his choosing to say this to them, Chad Omar Melech Tipei Shoya, that he was foolish. With our diamonds, we've featured each point of view, and on the side of our Gemara, under our Mivneh heading, we have the diamond featured. Shnei Manda Omrim, two opinions, Im Sancheriv Hoya Tipei Shochocham, B'mash Shomer V'lokachti Eschem El Eretz Ka'artzechem, in his choice of saying that I will take you to a nation, to a land like yours. So continuing in the Gemara, Leman de Omar Melech Pikei Achoya, according to the opinion that he was wise, the explanation follows. I amino lehu adifa me'arahu. If I, says Sancheriv, were to say to them, to the Jewish people, that I'm going to take you to a land better than yours, omru ko mishakris, they would say, oh, you're lying. In other words, the Jewish people understood that their land was the best place in the whole world. So for him to claim that he's going to be taking them to a better place, that would be a lie. Uman diomar melech tipei shoya, according to the opinion that he was a fool, Im Cain, if so, that he's taking them to a land as good as theirs, my Rabuse, so why take us out in the first place? What's the big deal? If he was offering to take them to a better place, so that would be a type of lure for them to cooperate with them. But saying that I'm simply going to take you to a land like your own, how is he convincing them to cooperate with him? Lehecho agli lehu. Unto where were the Jewish people exiled? When we speak about the exile of the Jewish people in the context of Sancheriv, we're talking primarily about the 10 northern tribes in the kingdom of Israel. Marzutra Omar la'Afriki. The one opinion is they were exiled to Africa, or Afriki, as the Gemara terms it. Rabbi Chanina Omar Lahare Slug, to that place. Beforehand, we mentioned the reason that Sancheriv merited being called this glorious title, Asnapa Rabba Vikira, is because he did not speak ill of the land of Israel. In our markings, we offered a dashed underline to that point a few lines up. At this point in the Gemara, you'll notice again a dashed underline, and now we'll have an unfortunate contrast. Avol Yisrael Sipru Beginuso Shel Eretz Yisrael. But the Jewish people themselves did speak ill of the land of Israel. When they were being exiled, they were taken. There were different stations on the way, on their way out. The Gemara features there the names of these stations and how the names themselves are references to things that the Jewish people said. Kimotu Sos, when they got to that place called Sos, Amri, they said, Shavyo ki ar in. Sos, possibly from the word shave, equal, that where we are now is equal to our land. Kimotu Almin, when they got to the place Almin, Amru ki Almin, they said, this is like Jerusalem, which is called Beis Oilomim. Ki motu sostre, when they got to that place, Amri, they said, oh, Al-Chadre, this is twice as good as our land. Vetachas kvoido yekad yekoid kikoid esh. As far as the interpretation of this pasuk, the pasuk from Yeshaya, Perek Yud, pasuk Tezayin, and as you can see from the context of this section of Gemara, we're dealing with the appearance of Sancheriv on the scene and his eventual destruction. As we made reference before, Bimishman of Razon, that Chizkiyo came forth and in his merit, Sancheriv eventually was destroyed. So in the destruction, the Novi makes a reference to their being consumed by fire. What was the nature of their consumption? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Tachas Kevoidei Veloi Kevoidei Mamish. Underneath their clothing, in other words, their bodies were burnt, but their clothing, the clothing of the men in Sancheriv's army, were not burnt. Their clothing remained intact, a rather miraculous form of death. In Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of the pasuk, saying tachas kevodo, he uses the term kevodo as a reference to clothing. This is Rabbi Yochanan consistent with what he says elsewhere. Ki hod Rabbi Yochanan kori le lemoni. He used to refer to his clothing mechabdusai, by the term mechabdusai, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, one's clothing serve to honor the one who wears them. The word kavod meaning honor. Rabbi Elazar Omar tachas kevodoi mamish. Rabbi Elazar has his own understanding of kevodo, meaning one's body. So under the body would mean some type of internal consumption through fire, through burning, but the body itself remained intact. Kisrefas b'nei Aharon, just like the death of the sons of Aharon when they offered the Eish Zorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they died through a form of burning. However, their bodies remained intact. Ma lahalon, just like over there, Srefas neshama v'guf kayom, the soul, so to speak, was burnt, but the bodies remained intact. Afkan, so too, with regard to the vanquishing of Sancheriv's men, Afkan Srefas neshama v'guf kayom. Tono mishmei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. We have a Tanaic source that presents two kings who were enemies of the Jewish people and how they were dealt with, either directly by God himself or through an emissary, an angel. Paro shechiref ba'atzmoi nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu ba'atzmo. Paro, who himself blasphemed toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally sought retribution from him. Sancheriv shechiref al yedei shaliach. Sancheriv, who ordered and emissary of his to blaspheme, to disparage the Almighty, which is considered a greater form of disparagement, where the king himself didn't disparage. He sent a shaliach to do that. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu imenu al yedei shaliach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sought retribution from Sancheirov also through an angel, through an emissary. The Brisa now explains each point. So you'll see that we've featured with a double underline Paro and Sancheirov, and the explanation follows each one. Paro dichtiv bei, Paro regarding whom it says, Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo, who is God that I should listen to him? Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu b'atzmo, Kadosh Baruch Hu personally sought retribution, dichtiv, Vayena'er Hashem es Mitzrayim b'so hayam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu himself destroyed the army of Mitzrayim in the sea. Uksiv, Dorachto bayom susecha. Similarly, the pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself destroying his horses and army. Sancheirov, dichtiv, regarding Sancheirov it says, Biad malochecha chirafto Hashem. Through your emissaries you blasphemed Hashem. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu ayudei shaliach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu likewise sought retribution from him through an angel, dichtiv, Vayatso malach Hashem vayach b'machne Ashur me'o ushmoinim v'chamisho elef v'chulei. An angel came forth from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's precinct and beat the army of Ashur 185,000 men. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami Ksiv, there are two psukim, one in Yeshaya and one in Malachim. One pasuk says, Merom Kitzo. Uksiv, Meloin Kitzo. Before we go further, we've written on the side of the Gemara the pasuk from Sefer Melachim. The pasuk there says, Biyad Malochecha Chirafto Hashem. Vatomer, Baroiv Richbi, Ani Olisi, Marom Horim, Yarkase Lefonon, for Echrois Koimas Arozov Mibchor. This pasuk is related to the Gemara's mentioned before of the king Sancheirov blaspheming Hashem through his emissaries. This pasuk that we just cited from Sefer Melachim is the pasuk that follows it, pasuk Chaf Gimel. So, the first pasuk, the pasuk from Yeshaya Lamed Zayin, is mashma, Merom Kitzo, mashma, the dwelling on this world. Melom Kitzo is mashma that he was going to war, that the Sancheirov was going to war with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's dwelling in the world above. Omar Oisoi Rosha. Sancheirov said, "Betchila achriv dira shamata." First, I will destroy the Kodesh Baruch Hu's dwelling in this world. A reference to the destruction of his intended destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. The Acharkach says Sancheirov, "I will then war achriv dira shamala." A blasphemous comment that he intends to destroy the heavenly dwelling. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mai Dichtiv, the pasuk regarding Sancheirov that claimed he was sent by Hashem to destroy the land. The pasuk says, Ato hamibala de Hashem olisi al hamokom hazel ashiso. Was I sent by anyone other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to destroy this place? Hashem amar elai alei el haoretz hazos v'ashchiso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, arise upon this land and destroy it. So the Gemara asks, Maihi, where do we see the Kodesh Baruch Hu sending him to destroy the land? Answer, Deshoma lanovi dekomar. Sancheirov heard the prophet saying, Yan ki moas ha'omazeh esmei hashiloach ha'olchim la'at. Since this nation disparaged the waters of the Shiloach stream that flow
in a calm, slow fashion. Of course, this is a reference to something that the Gemara will describe a little bit later. Umesois es ritzin uven rimayo, and they were joyful over Ritzin, the king of Aram, and ben Rimayo, the king of the northern kingdom of the Jewish people. Omar Rav Yosef ilmolei targumo de haikra, if not for the targum offered on this pasuk, lo haviyadana mai komar, I wouldn't know what it's talking about. So at this point in the Gemara, Rav Yosef presents to us the targum, the interpretation of this pasuk, and through which we'll understand what the problem was. Cholaf dekatz amo hodein b'machus debeis David, because the nation was scornful of the kingdom of David, the descendants of the house of David. They were scornful of him. De madbar lohain b'nayach. These were kings that led. Madbar is to lead them, b'nayach, in a calm, easy fashion. Kemei shilucha de nagdin b'nayach. They, the house of David, served as leaders over their people in a calm fashion, like the flow of the Shiloach river. The Israelu beretzinu bar remalio, and they wanted instead these other monarchs to rule over them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechtiv me'eras Hashem beveis rasha unaveit tzadikim yivurach. This pasuk is now explained. Me'eras Hashem beveis rasha. Literally, the curse of Hashem is in the house of the evil. Ze Pekach ben Remaliyahu. That's a reference to this gentleman, who was the king of the northern nation of Israel. What was the Me'era, the curse in his house? So, the Gemara will shortly explain that he was never satisfied from everything he ate. He never had satisfaction. He always wanted more and more and more. He ate 40 saw, a vast amount of gozolos, of birds, as part of his dessert. And you can imagine that he had no satisfaction. He ate and ate and ate and still wanted more. The continuation of the pasuk we just read, Neve is also a dwelling of tzadikim, is blessed. This is a reference to King Chizkiah, she'ochel litra yerek besuda, who ate a small measure of vegetables as his meal. In other words, we see a description of someone who ate very little and had total satisfaction from that. V'lochein hinei Hashem ma'ale aleihem es mei hanor atzumim varabim es melech Ashur. This pasuk, one might note, is a continuation of what was mentioned above when Yeshaya Perek Ches Pasuk Vav, we read that since the nation disparaged the leadership of the house of David, as a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon them the torrential force of the king of Ashur to overrule them. Lochein hinei Hashem ma'ale aleihem es mei hanor ha'atzumim ha'varabim es melech Ashur. And I will bring upon you the torrential river, the king of Ashur. Uksiv v'cholaf b'Yehuda, shotaf v'ovar ad tzavor yegia. The next pasuk, which we just read, pasuk Ches, describes this torrential force river that inundated everything in its path and created a situation of deep waters. Elo Maitami Anish. If it's so that Sancheriv was sent Birasan Hashem, so why was he eventually punished? The Gemara answers, Navi Aseres Hashvatim Isnabi. The prophet himself prophesied concerning the destruction of the northern 10 tribes. Ihu Sancheriv, though, Yoiv Daite Al Kulu Yerushalayim. He placed his sights on all of Yerushalayim, which was not part of the 10 northern tribes. We can say that Sancheriv just went a little bit overboard. Ba Navi, when Sancheriv came upon Yerushalayim, the Navi came and said, V'yamaleh, and announced, Ki lo mu'af la'asher mutzak lo. this will be explained. Amar Belozer bar Brachya, Ein nimsar am oyef b'torah, biyad mi hamatzik lo. The nation that is fatigued through their strenuous Torah learning will not be given over to the nation that oppresses them. My koes horishon hekal arzus vulun va'arzun aftoli va'achron hichbid derech hayam ever hayarden glil hagoyim. This too will be explained. Of course, if you take note of where these psukim are coming from, you'll notice they're all in the context of what we started mentioning before, where eventually Sancheriv will meet his downfall. So the Gemara now explains the pasuk we just read. Lo korishonim shekelum aleim oil Torah. The fate of Sancheriv will not be like his experience with the first ones, with the northern 10 tribes that did not take upon themselves the yoke of Torah. They did not approach Torah learning in any serious fashion. Hence, they were vanquished. Aval achronim shechibidu aleihem oil Torah, the latter ones that took upon themselves the yoke of Torah, uruyin halolu lasois lohem neis, and they are fit to have a miracle performed for them. Ke'ovrei hayam uchedorchei hayardein, the neis like those for whom the sea was split and the river Jordan opened up. Im choizer boy mutav v'im lav ani eselo glil bagoyim. If he retracts, if Sancheriv retracts from his plan to vanquish Jerusalem, to capture it and take it over, then fine. But if not, I will make him a glil bagoyim. There are different explanations that Rashi offers for this expression. One of them comes from the word glolim. Glolim is dung. So I will make him like dung amongst the nations. Achrei hadvorim vo'emes so'ele bo'at sancheriv melech Ashur vayavo b'yuda vayichan al ha'orem abzuros vayomer levakom elov. So after these things, then Sancheriv came upon Yehuda, the southern region of Israel, encamped on its in its periphery, and attempted to destroy it. The mashmos, Rashi explains, of this pasuk is that it's going on Chizkiyah that was learning Torah. In other words, it's as if to say that as a result of Chizkiyah's dedication to Torah learning, so Sancheriv came in to vanquish the land under Chizkiyah's control. So to that, the Gemara reacts, Hai Rishna Lahai Pardishna. Is this the Rishna, the gift that you give to this particular ruler, namely to Chizkiyah? We can glance in the Rashi Rashi's found in two columns, namely in the outer column as well. So the lower part of the outer column, Rashi says, "Hai Rishna lahai Pardishna, v'chim avim doron kozel adon kozel." Do we bring a gift to a leader like this? V'chim etnei shua emes bechizkiyo ba'asancher, because the truth is the pasuk which mentioned Achrei hadvorim v'ho emes oela. After the truth is found in Chizkiyah, he deserves being vanquished. So the Gemara explains what the real pshat is as follows. Achrei hadvorim v'ho emes. What is meant by that? My achar, Omar Ravina, the achar shekofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba v'yomar. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore. And the word emes, it's explained, is a reference to the sign of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The signature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is Emes. So, it's not a reference to Chizkiyah HaMelech, who was Oisek BaTorah, which is Emes, but rather, the Pasuk is referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I amino le l'chizkiyah. If I were to inform Chizkiyah, maisino le l'sancheru v'masarno le biyadach, I'm going to bring upon you the powerful Sancheriv and give him over into your hands. Hashta Omar, Chizkiyo would respond, Lo hu bo'ino v'lo bi'atuse bo'ino. I don't want him, and I don't want the fear that accompanies his coming upon us. Even if you tell me that I will eventually defeat him. Miyad kofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba. So immediately the Kodesh Baruch Hu swore, the Maisino lay, that I'm going to bring him, Sancheirav, on Chizkiyo. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, and this is from Yeshaya Perek Yud Dalet, Psukim Chav Dalet and Chav Hei, Nishba Hashem Tzevokos Leimor, Im Lo Kasher Dimisi, Kein Hoyoso, V'chasher Yo'atzti, Hi Takum. Lishbor Ashur Ba'artzi, V'ahorai Avusenu, V'sor Me'aleim Ulo V'suboloi, Me'al Shichmoi Yosur. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we now will see Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of this particular pasuk. He says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Yovo Sancher V'siyato, V'yaseh Evus L'chizkiyo L'siyato. Let Sancheriv come and eventually become a feeding trough for Chizkiyo and his generation. This is a reference to the eventual destruction of the army of Chizkiyo, and the bones of his soldiers eventually became feeding troughs for the animals of Chizkiyo. V'hoya b'yomahu yosur subalo me'al shichmecha v'ulo me'al savarecha v'chubal oil mitnei shemen. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, Chubal oil shel Sancheriv, the yoke of Sancheriv was destroyed. Mitnei shmonoi shel Chizkiyo sheyadoleg bebotei kneisios ubebotei midrashos, because of the oil in the lamps that were found in the shuls and the study halls of Torah that were of Chizkiyo. What does that mean? It means that Chizkiyo established a Torah learning system, which necessitated the illumination of shuls and botei medrash for the purpose of this extensive study learning. Ma also, the Gemara continues to explain, what did Chizkiyo do? Noat Cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash, he wedged a sword at the entrance of the botei medrash, the places of Torah study. V'omar, call me sheino oisek b'Torah yidoker b'cherev zu. Anyone who is not oisek in Torah shall be pierced by this sword. Botku, after a while they checked out Midon Vad Beersheva, from the northern to the northern region of Israel, which is called Don, to the southern region, which is characterized or is known as the Beersheva in the south. They checked from the whole country, the Lo Motsu Am Oretz, and there were no more ignoramuses. Migeves v'ad Antiparis, from these two, from one place to the other, from Geves to Antiparis, v'lo matzu, and they didn't find in that whole area tinok v'tinoikes, a child, ish v'isha, a man or a woman, shelo hoyu b'kiyim b'ilchus tumah v'tara, that were not expert in these areas of halacha, which are sometimes referred to as difficult areas of halacha, and yet they all knew it, even the youth. Val oiso hador hu omer, and regarding that generation, the pasuk says, "V'hoya bayomahu yichaye ish eglas boker ushteit son." V'omer v'hoya bayomahu yakol mokel mashiriyah shom elef gefen be'elef kesef la shomir v'lashayes yeh. The Gemara explains, "Afalpi she'elef gefen be'elef kesef," even though 1,000 vines would cost 1,000 pieces of kesef, which indicates that they're expensive, even though they're of great value. They will nevertheless turn into thorns and thistles. And the reason for that is because of the nation being so preoccupied with their Torah learning, they won't tend to their land and their agricultural needs, letting it all go or turn into thorns and thistles. But once again, that's because of their intense dedication to their Torah learning. V'usaf shlalchem oisef hechosil. Amar lahem anovi l'Yisrael. Isfu shlalchem. The Novi said, with regard to the vanquishing of Sancheriv and his army, he says, gather the spoils. Amar lo, they asked him, livzois olachlok, for personal plundering, each man for himself, or for public distribution. Amalehem ke'osif hechosil, just like the gathering of the chosil, the insect that destroys fields. Ma oisef echosu kol echad vechad atzmo. Just like when this insect comes and destroys fields, he consumes what he wants for himself. He gathers, so to speak, for himself. Ashlachem, so to your plundering, kol echad vechad atzmo. Each one plunders and takes for himself whatever he wants. Amalo, valo, mamon aseres hashvodim urov bo. How can we plunder and keep for ourselves the spoils of Sancheriv's army when not long before they plundered the northern tribes? So there's the money that we're taking, in effect, belongs to other Jewish people. Amar lahem, so the Navi said, Kemashak gave him shokek bo. The Rashi, in explaining this, he says, Kemashak gave him shokek bo, hashko'o shel tzinurois, mashak, from the word hashko'o, the watering, the irrigation of different ditches, shemezalfen bohem mayim novim, just that there flows in it flowing water, hishku ba'oisa momon v'tia rosoi. Just like these water supplies can provide purification of a person who is tomei and make him tar ayyadei tefila through immersion, af mamonon, so too the money of the Jews that goes through the hands of the victorious forces, when eventually those forces lose their money, the money itself is purified and is allowed to be taken by others. Ma, the Gemara itself now says, Ma gave him halalu, just like these water supplies. Malin es odam ituma letara, they enable a person to rise up from a state of impurity to purity. Af mamon Yisrael, kivan shenafal biyad oivi kochavim, so too, the money of Jews, once it falls into the hands of idol worshippers who defeat them, who vanquish them, miyad tiher, it then becomes acceptable. This, of course, is a reference to what we mentioned before, is that the money is no longer associated with its original Jewish owner. Omar Puna, Esther Masos, Nosa Oisa Rosha Voisa Hayom. The day that he eventually came upon Yerushalayim, namely, we'll see, came to the vicinity of Yerushalayim, that day he traveled in one day what would ordinarily take 10 days to cover. Shneamar bo al ayas ovar b'migron lemichmos yafki kelov ovru ma'avora geva molon lanu chordo horoma givas shaul nasa tzali kolech bas galim hakshivi laisha anio anosois nodado madmeno yoshevei hagevim he'izu. We've adopted a numbering system in this pasuk to point out the number of places that he that Sancheriv covered with his army. So, through our numbering system, we come out to 12. You can see 11 and 12 are included, and we put them in parentheses. But they represent a problem for us, because just a moment before, you said he covered 10 areas in one day, not 12. So the Gemara asks, Hani Tuva Hagin. These are more than what we said. So the Gemara answers, Tzali Kolech Bas Galim, Novi hu de ka'omar lo l'knesset Yisrael. Places 8, 9, and 10 were not a reference to places in the trip of Sancheriv, but rather it's a reference to that which the prophet said to Israel. What we have noted with our markings, we also have a long answer marking, and this is represented by the tuf to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text that's encircled with a vertical dashed line going to the upper part of Tzadi Heyom and Aleph. The Gemara now explains, Tzali Koylech Baz Galim, Bitoi Shel Avrom Yitzhak Yankov, She'osa Mitzvos Kigale Hayam. Addressing the nation of Israel, the offspring of Avrom, Yitzhak, and Yankov that were perform mitzvahs like the waves of the sea, massive mitzvah performers. Hakshiva Laisha. What is that a reference to? Mehai Lo Tistafi. The Navi is saying, from this one, Sancheriv, you don't really have to worry. Elo istafi minevuchadnetzar harosha demasya kare. But rather, you should be afraid of a future monarch that's a future ruler that's going to come upon you, who is the Mosil Kari, who is like a lion. Shenemar Ola Aryeh Misuvcho. That's a pasuk referring to the arising of the Babylonian nation. My Aniyo Anosos. What is that referred to? The number 10 in our original pasuk. Osid Yirmiyah ben Chukya Umisnabe Ola. Eventually, there will arise a prophet, Yirmiyah, who came, who will say prophecy concerning Bovel, who himself came from Anosos. Dichtiv, Divrei Yirmiyah ben Chilkia, min HaKohenim, Asher ba'Anosos, be'eretz binyamin. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.